back inside the HKG Architecture Broadcasting booth along the Primrose Hub City Radio Sports Network. A final 42-28, your score on the Easy Stop scoreboard. Some good things from the Wolves, and just kind of ran out of gas there in that second half defensively. Had some good stops in the end of the first half before the final drive. But, you know, overall, Coach, what's kind of your opening thoughts from this
one? Yeah, first of all, that Supal's a really good football team. That's a legitimate team. Cam Dean's just such an ultimate competitor. And, he's really good. I would tell you, I just first off want to really thank our Northern State fans for coming out.
Great crowd.
That looked like a home game for us. They never have. We get that film all the time. We see that opposite side. That opposite side is never full. There's never anyone there at these games. And our crowd was there tonight. It felt like a home game at times for us, to be honest with you. So, I mean, to everybody that was there and is listening on their way home or whatever, we just really appreciate that support and appreciate everybody being there. And that was cool. Cool to see everyone come out for that one. Obviously I'm pretty disappointed. It's hard for me not to be disappointed myself, you know, just when you're in charge of the defense, you give up 42 points. I mean, that was just an ass kicking on us. And really, honestly, in the first half at the end there, those are on me. I know better than to call what I called, and they got me. And I felt like every time I didn't have something dialed up, they had the right thing going. And that's on me. I just got out-called and out-play called by Coach Luters on the other side. So, I feel like I let our guys down. I feel like on special teams, you know, shoot, we had some really good things up. The kickoff return for a touchdown was awesome. That was a lot of fun. Our guys were really coachable in doing that. I think we thought we had a good shot at it. And they gave us the look, and, man, we had it. So that was cool. That was cool, the success of the kickoff return team. And local guy Cooper Eisenbeis, who comes to Northern State as a walk-on last year, gets to do that, was pretty awesome. So not enough sustainable drives, not running the ball good enough on offense. We've got to find a way to sustain drives. It can't just rely on the big play. That's not team football. There's some good things to that, but it's not team football. So I still think we have a really good football team. I think we lost to a really good football team. Did the first game make a difference? I think it probably did. I really do. After being in it, wish we would have played a week zero. You know, again, you feel like you let your team down. So I think that's where I'm at too, because I feel like we let our team down, just by putting ourselves in disadvantages. And, you know, obviously the emphasis come on win early and play well. I don't think we played bad. I think we played a good game and played a good team. I think we just came up short today.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy how you can say you don't want to score too fast. You always want to score touchdowns, but like you talked about off the air, 18 second-half plays. First off, I didn't realize that Zach Kraft was that fast.
He is an unbelievable athlete.
Yeah,
wow.
I mean, he was very, very quiet last year in terms of the receiving category. He had one catch all year for 3 yards, and he's got two of them for touchdowns today, and he just hit the gas on that second one in the second half.
Yeah, really impressive by Zach. You know, and every time I check in with Coach Neer this summer, I'd be like, who's having the best off season? You know, who's having the best summer? Who's having the best June? Who's having the best? Every single time, it was Zach Kraft. Every single time. So, you know, again, we're still really young, right? Like, you look around, like, I know we're not at quarterback, and Wyatt, obviously, is a good player, but, like, Zach's back, Gavin's back at tight end, all those wideouts are back. Like, man, it's a pretty cool group that we have there. We just got to find a way to sustain some drives and be able to get first downs when we got to have it. Just put our defense out there too much and ran out of gas running 48 plays, just short of 50 plays in the second half.
What was the message to the guys at halftime?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I told them that I screwed up at the end of the half. Like, that was on me and should have been in a better spot for us. Just felt like I let the guys down and said, hey, pick me up. I liked what we had. We just, you know, I liked what we had on defense, too. Like, when we were going and playing really well. I thought that could have been a momentum play with Keegan off the edge and tackling Dean and where we got to get to. But, I don't know that the message was anything different than, hey, we're in good shape. We got little adjustments that we got to make throughout. And, I obviously just come out right off the bat. We looked at it and we're like, we're going to score a touchdown on the opening kickoff return. Really thought we were. And then you go and do it, and it's like, holy smokes. I thought that the message at halftime was just making sure that we were in adjusting and doing that. And I think we just kind of was just a tough, like, kind of the worst case scenario for us is kind of what happened, is the defense just gets stuck out there. They're so big and physical up front, and they just lean on us and take four at a time, at, you know, basically the entire fourth quarter.
turnovers tonight. You know, those were kind of some biggies.
Yeah,
the late interception was quite costly. You had the fumble around midfield. Did have a successful challenge, though. That was a kind of a 50-50 call, and you saw it there in real time. Maybe Jacoby comes over and says, hey, I don't think I had it. I don't know. But what do you kind of look at the turnovers and say, those are plays we got to get back?
Yeah, I mean, those are just – and they're just silly. Like, they're just silly plays. I think that's the part that I struggle with, is those are just not very smart plays. Like, we can avoid those things. It's, if we're taking a shot and a guy makes a play, okay, or, you know, if a guy just puts a hit on a ball and it's violence and it knocks it out and we fumble it, okay, I understand that. Those are just us putting ourselves right into harm's way on those. And honestly, like the first one, you know, our defense came out and responded and got the ball right back and really no harm. The second one was, would they get the ball at the 23 or something like that? You know, it's like we can't – we had just been out there. We can't – that was the third play of the drive, you know. But, again, I think part of that is we had a false start on the first play of that, and then we had a sack, and then you just put yourself in a really bad situation. But Daniel's got to know better, saying, hey, there's still 4 minutes left here. Let's just punt the ball. We got three timeouts. Let's get it back and find a way to do it. And, you know, even at the end there, you know, we just went through it, and, you know, we have a guy for the quarterback, and we just busted. You know, that's just a frustrating thing that maybe we could have kept him out for that last one, give ourselves a shot, so.
Maybe you've already kind of answered this a little bit, but what was the kind of final message to the guys as you broke things down there at the huddle?
Yeah, I told them I think we have a good football team, and I think that we can have a really good season, but that depends on how we respond. And I think last year it took us, you know, so much time to respond. And I think what you see in games one and two especially is, hey, I'm not playing. Is this what my role is? This, it looks like a lot of fun to play, and I'm not a part of that. And so you get guys that are kind of worrying about themselves. And, you know, I think that was my message was, hey, don't worry about yourself. Don't worry about your playing time with stuff. Like, you're going to get it if you're doing a good job. Go back to work. Everybody goes back to work, and we have a shot to have a good football team. But we've got a huge one looming with Wayne at home next week, and our season will depend on how we respond. I think this group's going to respond. I do. I thought they responded tonight, and they came out with every punch, and we just came up just short.
Wayne picked up a win over Mary tonight, 42-7, while
yep.
Duluth was all over CSP, 61-7. And tell you what, you kind of called that Winona and Bemidji game. You said that's going to be a pretty close football game. We were talking about that during Pack Chat, or during Talkin' Schmidt kind of off the air, and that turned out to be. So, looking forward to next week. Crowd's going to be crucial. It always is at Dakota Bank Stadium.
Yeah, let's get everybody out there and let's respond. Let's beat Wayne. They're going to obviously want that one. Man, they've lost to us 2 years in a row. They're going to want this one. And now they kind of get their feet underneath them after a tough loss in their first game. So how do we bounce back? You know, I think it's just what it's going to be about. How do we bounce back? How healthy can we get? Jake Adams went down there for a little bit. Everybody's heart stopped for a little bit. How many tackles did that guy end up with?
21.
21.
Second most in program history.
It's unbelievable. What he does is unbelievable. And it's not like we're not just funneling the ball to him. He's making it sideline to sideline. And
the tackle he made over here on Dean was insane.
And that's what and we talked about that, right? Like, hey, let's put Jake Adams on Cam Dean. Let's put these guys on let's put Gabe on him. And those guys responded with that. We just got into a position where we couldn't get to some of those things. And then Cam, you know, obviously extends the play on the 3rd and 8 with his legs. And he's a good player. And we failed. So looking forward to seeing everybody out there. Appreciate everybody coming out tonight. I think we have a good football team. I think we lost to a good football team. And let's see if we can come back and get ourselves, stabilize ourselves, and get back to work here and get ready for a grueling NSIC schedule.
Final one, super fast. Everyone make it out healthy, or at least close
to?
Yeah,
as far as I know, I don't know of anybody that was. Jake was just cramping a little bit. When you have 21 tackles, that's what's going to happen to you. So, I think as far as I know, I think there's some injuries that are kind of always looming, things that you don't see guys play through with the adrenaline. I think there's going to be some things that we might have to deal with coming out of this thing. But hopefully they'll be all right and get back. We got a fast week now, and turn it back around, and let's get back to work. So, I'm optimistic. I'm hurt. I'm disappointed. I'm really humiliated and sad for our guys because they played really, really hard. So I think we have a great starting point on where we're at right now, and let's make the changes we got to do and get back to work.
You know what they always say, you can't go 10-1 unless you lose one.
Yeah, that's right. Let's go 10-1.
All right, Coach, appreciate you.
All right, thanks, Tukes.